Hey, good morning. Welcome to Otagable Baptist Church. We are so glad that you are joining us this morning. We are excited to be coming to you live, YouTube, Facebook, whatever you get. We're just glad that you are participating with us this morning. As always, the church has started meeting back. I got a good little number in here this morning for our 9:30 service and an 11. I will mention that our 9:30 service is mask mandatory and our 11 o'clock is mask encouraged, but it is optional. It is up to the individual. We are so glad that you are joining us in here in God's house this morning. We're just blessed to be here, and we hope you take today's message, and we hope you apply it to your lives, and we look forward to see what God does for as our day one starts this week. A few announcements that I'd like to mention. Brother Benny has a vegetable list up here that you are more than able to grab one. It's the vegetables that he buys. If you have any questions, come see me at the end of the service, and I'll be happy to fill in for you. Also, remember, we got several schools starting back this week also, which hence today's message is on communication. So we're going to have a little fun with that, and we're going to see how Jesus communicated back in the day. And as always, a couple of prayer requests. Marcin Gray, who's battling cancer right now. I believe that's Kyle and Kyle's cousin, all part of the Carter clan. So if you would please remember him. I also remember Leela Johnson in prayer. She's been undergoing some tests here recently. Also, too, you'll see it rolling on our bulletin up there. Our church leaders in Sunday school, Miss Barbara, this pertains to you. You see that? Please begin compiling your annual numbers for the annual church profile is what they're doing. But Miss Patsy has that letter, and she is going to go over with y'all in future some more detail and stuff. We'll be doing the best we can with it. I also remember a good friend of mine, Doug Mulder. He has stage 4 cancer. I went to see him last week. And last Sunday afternoon, as a matter of fact, after church, I took a ride to go visit him. And doing well. Just please remember to keep him and his family in your prayers also. And also remember Sam Robertson going to the doctor tomorrow for some tests on his neck and his back. According to Miss Debbie, he's been in some pain, so let's remember to lift him up also. And another thing, too, our Sunday school today, it will be led by Miss Carolyn Snuggs, starts at 12 o'clock right here in the sanctuary. Hopefully I've caught all the announcements as far as this morning goes. If there's anything else, anybody can shout out right now if something's jumped up at them, but I believe that is it. So before we get started, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray. Father, we just come before you right now, Lord, and just say thank you, God, for all the many blessings that you give us, God. And thank you, Lord, for sending your Son, Father, for us. Lord, I pray, God, as we start our weeks this week, Lord, may everything we do bring you honor and glory. And God, as we look at your word, Father, it's alive, dear God, and we know it and we see it. Help us, God, to apply it to our lives, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for being able to be in your house, God, to be able to worship as one, Father, to be able to worship you, Lord. I pray, God, that anybody who is dealing with COVID right now or coronavirus, Lord, I pray, God, that you be with them, please, Lord, that you put your healing hands down on them, Father. There are so many right now. I pray for our nation. I pray for our leaders, God. And I know there's several elections coming up, dear God. I just pray, Lord, that you will be with us, Father. We know your will be done, Lord. We know your will be done. Father, I just pray, God, as we just study your word today, as we look at your word, Father, help us to apply, God, and what it really means to communicate with you. Lord, we just love you and we thank you. And these things I ask in your most precious and holy, holy name. Amen. Sister Leslie's going to come up and lead us in a couple of hymns. So I'll be back in just a few.
And last of that one, Miss Kay.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can
keeps me singing. We'll do the first and last of that one also. He keeps me singing.
I have to give props to Miss Kay and what a wonderful pianist she really is. I really want to say how wonderful a pianist that woman really is. She can sing some beautiful, beautiful melodies on there. As we talk, I've got one more announcement that I would like to read. Miss Jan Harden and the family had sent me a note this week, and I'd like to read it to you. It says, "Dear church family, thank you so much for your prayers, calls, text, and food during Mother's death. It was incredible how we could feel your love, even though we couldn't be with you. I miss Mom every day, but I have peace knowing that she is rejoicing with her Savior. Thank you for the beautiful green plant in the basket that you sent to the funeral. We are enjoying its beauty every day. Thank you again for showing God's love to our family in this difficult time. Love, Greg, Jan, and the family." I wanted to make sure that I read that, and I will get that out to us, or get that out again in the second service. This morning, before we begin today's lesson, I attended for the first time a Zoom meeting yesterday. Now, I don't know if a lot of you have heard of this, but it is actually something that is done across the internet that you can join in. And I did it with the Alabama Baptist State Board. They had sent out a list of classes, and I found one on communication that I really wanted to listen to and take a part. And I jotted down some good notes yesterday that I wanted to share with you. And I've kind of put them in my own words in a little bit, but Miss Liz Scherer, I hope I'm saying that last name right, it was S-H-E-R-E-R, it's pretty close, was leading it, and she had just a wonderful message on communicating and exactly how Jesus did it. Now, I do this in part too because a lot of our kids are getting ready to start back school soon. Oh yeah, soon, it's coming. Some have gone back last week. Some of the Montgomery private schools did. And there's also some more schools starting this week as we go along in the line. So I encourage you, too, to keep the children in your prayers as they go back. Mask and all, it'll be a little bit different. But Lord willing, just be praying for them. Now, it's funny how the ways we communicate today. Now, this is a little bit of an older crowd in here this morning. Who remembers having a party line? Really? So tell me about the party line. Miss Kay, tell me about the party line. What would happen? I haven't experienced any of this.
Well, we had the Pittmans and the...
Pittmans? Okay.
Two times Pittman's answered, during one time that was Mr. McMurphy's
And you did this?
Yeah.
Yeah? Tommy in the back said, well, of course she did. That's in a sense, that's entertainment, right? You didn't really reveal a whole lot then, I take it. Brother Alvin, what would you say? Theresa, I'll be there at 7. Click. Something as simple and innocent as that. It's funny how we've come so far in our ways of communication. You know, today we can pick up. We had an issue at the shop yesterday. I wasn't working. I was actually on that Zoom meeting at 8:30 to 10. And the guy had texted me and said, hey, I'm stuck. I got a charger here that I can't get to work. Can you help me? And I said, yeah, I guess. And I didn't even think about it. And I said, well, I'm not there. He said, hold on, I'll FaceTime you. And so he put it up and turned it around, and I was telling him exactly what to do, and he got it working. It's just amazing how far we've come, you know, especially like with the farmers too and what they're able to do, and to have social media and to have feeds and to be able to learn and keep up with so close. We attend a lot of doctor's appointments now, you know, via video conference. You know, they pop you on. They don't, you know, since the corona and the COVID's so bad right now, they'll pop you up on the screen and say, well, here it is, you know. I got my teeth cleaned this past week, too, by Miss Sandra at New Beginnings, and I was thinking, how in the world are we going to do this? But luckily, she had it all draped off, and it was just me and her, and she wore her mask, and I was able to take mine off. When I got my hair cut this week with Miss Linda, I noticed that she has shower curtains that are dropped down. And I actually told her, I said, I kind of like this. She said, it is. I said, I feel like we can talk more now, you know, without everybody being a part of it, instead of being on the party line at the beauty shop. You know what I mean? Same thing, because you might catch somebody leaning over listening in. You never know. Yes. On a three-way call. I understand. Exactly. Well, you probably were. Tommy, who was all on y'all's loop back then? Ask Mama. He did what? Wow. So you? Wow, James, 8? That's pretty good. So you were able to catch all the gossip from all around the county, right? I mean, it pretty much, go ahead, Miss Jerry. Nancy's laughing. I don't get it, but it must be bad. It must be funny. So, it's amazing how we've come along such a far way today. A business private line back then in 1959, I actually researched some numbers, Leslie. $7.40 a month is what a business private line would have costed back then in 1959. If you had just a residential line, it was $1 a month. I found a little screenshot from, I don't know where it was, somewhere in the country. But it's funny how...
$2.
Wow. Yeah. My goodness. When we look at the life of Jesus, when we see exactly how he communicated in his time on earth, if you look at Matthew, it's going to start in 8:40, okay, is where I'm going to start. It's right there at the end of 9. But let's look at a couple of things here. And I'll go ahead and tell you, Jesus communicated with people through personal relationships. And the Bible shows us how to communicate with people also. When we tend to communicate with people, it's easy for us. I see a ton of rants and stuff that you see from time to time on people who get upset, but I'll go back to this every time because it rings so true. When you hide the Word of God in your heart, your rants are not near as bad. And that's the most truth I could point to you today. Let's look at what Luke 8:40 says. He says, Jesus raises a dead girl and heals a sick woman. So when Jesus returned, a crowd welcomed him, for they were all expecting him. Then a man named Jairus, a synagogue leader, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house, because his only daughter, a girl of about 12, was dying. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him. So that tells you just how many people were dealing. The crowd was pushing on him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, God, for your word and what it means to us, Lord. We see you perform, Lord, miracles every day. Lord, we see miracles in our own lives, God. I pray, Lord, that you will be with us, God, as we, Lord, search you out. Lord, as we reach out for your touch. God, be with us as we look at your word, as we study your word, as we apply your word. Father, be with all of us, Lord, as we communicate with others. Help us to communicate the love of you. Lord, I just ask, God, that you be with us in these next few minutes, God, as we just look at your word and learn from your word. Father, thank you, God. These things I ask in your name. Amen. Another thing that is so important right here. Now, today, I actually want to just look at four things that we're going to see how Jesus communicated. First off, he communicated through honest emotions, okay? Think about that for a minute, honest emotions. Look at 45 through 48 right there, 8:45 through 48. Look at what Jesus says. Who touched me? Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you. But Jesus said, someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me. Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. That gives us the impression that she was scared. You know, like, oh no, what have I done? I'm in trouble. Came trembling in the presence of all the people, in front of everybody, which was probably a little bit embarrassing too, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then look at what Jesus' words to her were. Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. He couldn't have been more loving right there. He couldn't have been more kind right there, right? Everybody agree? And he showed great compassion right there just by using his words. He totally changed it when he said, daughter. He totally changed it. He made it personal is what he did. His honest emotions coming out right there. It's amazing how we have that relationship with Jesus today. How we can communicate that, just like that, with Jesus today when we plea our hearts out. Now, young Jaden, think about school coming up. How are you going to interact with other people? How do you communicate? We communicate through the same things, through being kind, through being compassionate, through being nice, right? You agree? He's kind of agreeing, Kay. I think I'm hitting somewhere. Amen. Amen. He knows what he's supposed to do. Look at what else it says. 8:49 through 56. Look at what it says right there. So, while Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus. The synagogue leader says, "Your daughter is dead," he said. "Don't bother the teacher anymore." Hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Just believe and she will be healed." When he arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. Meanwhile, all the people were wailing and they were mourning for her. "Stop wailing," Jesus said. "She is not dead, but asleep." And the crowd, they laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and said, "My child, get up." Her spirit returned, and at once she stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were astonished, but he ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened. Jesus communicated, second point, Jesus communicated through a variety of teachings. Think about what all he did. Ate with Zacchaeus, I mean the tax collectors. He did everything through a variety. He taught through parables. He taught through life examples. He taught through empowering others. Look at what 9:1 through 6 says. Look at how he says this. When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So he told them, "Take nothing for the journey. No staff, no bag, no bread, no money, not even an extra shirt. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that town. If people do not welcome you, leave their own town and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out from village to village, proclaiming the good news and healing people everywhere. He empowered those disciples. Does he empower you today? He does, right? He gives you power to say the right thing, to be a witness for him. We come across people all the time who are hurting and who need the word of Jesus. Today more than ever, through a simple phone call, a text, we might not have the party line working anymore, but in a sense, we still do. I've seen some wonderful group texts from all sorts of Sunday school classes to reach out and to check on our brothers and sisters in Christ. It's important for us to communicate today, even now more than ever, since we've been disrupted from our normal. Amen? We've been disrupted. It's more important now than ever to communicate, to show God's love in a world that's hurting. And it is. I agree wholeheartedly. When you look at 9:10 through 17, look at how he feeds the 5,000 through a personal example. When the apostles, I'm picking up in 9:10. When the apostles returned, they reported to Jesus what they had done. Then he took them with him, and they withdrew themselves to a town called Bethsaida. But the crowds learned about it and followed him. He welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed healing. Late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, "Send the crowd away so they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place here." Jesus replied, "You give them something to eat." They answered, "We all have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Unless we go and buy food for all this crowd," it puts in quotations, about 5,000 men were there. "But he said to them," so to his disciples, "have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." The disciples did so, and everyone sat down. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave them to the disciples to distribute to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. 12 baskets. God just gave them a wonderful example of, or he just gave them, he showed them how he communicated through a personal example. He knew exactly what he was doing the whole time. Now, if we back up and if we look at that, we know that Jesus communicated through honest emotions. We know that Jesus communicated through a variety of teachings. We know that Jesus communicated through empowering others. And we know that Jesus communicated through personal examples. He showed them what it was like and showed them to believe. Would you believe it or not that if I told you you've got scars on you, may not be physical scars, but your heart's been scarred before, I'm sure. Why is it when we were kids, and I can remember doing this, and I don't know, and I go back to a favorite movie of mine that I enjoy watching, The Little Rascals, and the first thing on that clubhouse door is, "Girls, keep out." Why do we do that so many times? Have you ever had a treehouse when you were little? I had one, and I even think I remember having a sign that said, "Keep out." Why was I like that? No Henry allowed? I mean, really? Is that the world we live in? I guess it is in a sense. But no Henry, that's a sibling, so people might say that's different. But it's funny how we put up barriers around us. And a lot of times, think about that. It's funny how we do that. We tend to mind our own business, to just go in here to do that. I haven't allowed any extra time for being who I need to be for Jesus. I really haven't. Because I'm so mission-minded that I'm going to do this and go right back out. Believe it or not, I had a man come in the shop. And you know what he told me? He brought his daughter in with him. I've been doing business with him for about 2 years. At our fishing tournament 2 years ago, one of the tires off of his boat trailer fell off. And it was a nice boat and a nice boat trailer, and he got excited, I will be honest. And I did not do anything but walk up and told him, "You need a hub kit, I sell them, you can come by Monday, your boat's fine to travel home, it's a tandem axle trailer, you'll make it home, you're fine, just be careful. And you could come in Monday and I could sell you that kit." And I never thought anything about it. We had finished up our thing. He brought his daughter in, and we've done business ever since then. He's come to my store and purchased stuff from me, and he always remembers, "You know who I am?" And he was a state trooper and who was fishing our tournament. And I said, "Oh, yes, sir, how you doing?" And we've gotten to know each other by name. His name is Philip. And so and I see him every now and then. He came in again, and he had his daughter with him. And he said, "This is the man I was telling you about." And I thought, uh-oh, where's this going to go? What have I done now? And he said, "You were there that day to help me." And I said, "I didn't do anything really to help you besides point it." He said, It was just the calmness in your voice that put me at ease. He goes, that was it. I was panicking. And I'm usually not that guy. You made an impact on me. I said, well, brother, I'm glad you were able to get home safely. I hate it when things happen. But being in the trailer business and working on trailers and stuff at a regular job, we see stuff all the time happen. I've seen tires come off of trailers that have passed them on the interstate. Then that's a weird look too, you know. Where's that going? When it goes away. But when we think about it, when we look at Jesus' examples in the Bible, we know that we always have to be ready to share the same thing with our personal experiences with people. Through honest emotions, through a variety of teachings, through empowering others, and through personal examples. We can all share that when we communicate. We can. Believe it or not, you have it in it. Those scars that may not be physical but are sometimes on our heart or a little ding, we remember, and you might be able to share that experience one day with someone else who really needs it. That's the best part. As you grow older, you grow wiser. Amen? Miss Bonnie said, amen. That's exactly right. If Jesus is in your heart, which I know He is, communicate that with others today. You don't have to flip, but the last thing I want to share with you today is Paul. And how I want to, 2 Corinthians 1, 3, and you can just write that down and go back and look, but it's 1 through 7, or 3 through 7, it says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. What could possibly comfort you more than the love of Jesus? There's nothing that could do it. When we look at the main things we receive from God's blessings, we think of security, we think of our patience, we think of the peace that's in our hearts, right? We think of those things. Those are the things we need to share with others today, especially a world that needs Jesus. Amen? Amen. Our world does need Jesus today. As Leslie gets ready to bring our hymn of invitation, I want you to consider something today. You think about those, because I think everybody in here had a party line at one time or another. I want you to think about that party line and how far you've come today. The ones I took from, when was the party line, Miss Kay? What year? Do you remember? No, I don't want to stress you out. So we're saying 19, blah, 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 right there in that time frame. 60s, yeah. Oh, Tommy knows. He must have party lined a lot. Yeah. But 62. Wow. So the party line has been there. So 1962 to 2020, how many years we've been? 58 years. It's amazing how far we've come to where we are today. And it's amazing how these words have never changed. Never changed. You still read the same words back in 1958. We still see the same examples that Jesus did. More alive today than ever before. Let us close in prayer. Father God, we just come to you now, dear Lord, and say, God, we want to be the communicator for you. Lord, we want to be able to communicate through several, Lord, teaching methods, through our honest emotions, through encouraging others, Father God, through personal examples that we've experienced, Lord. Lord, help us to be your hands and feet, God, in sometimes what we feel like is a broken world. We want to all be able to point back the honor, be able to point back the glory to you, God. Maybe there's somebody out there who's watching the video today who needs you, Lord. Remind them that it's okay to reach out, God, that we all sin, we all fall short of the glory of God. Lord, be with us as a church, Lord, as we worship you, as we move forward, Father God. Lord, be with us. Lead, guide, and direct us, Father. Forgive us of our sins, Lord. Forgive us when we fail you. Forgive us when we come up short. Lord, be with us. All we want to do is glorify your name. Lord, we love you and thank you. And these things I ask in your name. Amen. As we get ready to close out today, we are going to have our hymn of invitation. But what I'd like to remind each and every one of you at home watching on video, thank you for watching. We look forward. Our church is opened at 9:30 and 11. You are more than welcome to come and attend and take part in our service with us. We're a group of fellow believers who are seeking the world for Jesus Christ. We just want to be His hands and His feet as we follow the Great Commission. May God bless you and yours. I hope you have a wonderful and blessed week. Thank you. Bye-bye. Clear. As we stand, we sing our hymn of invitation. Appreciate each and everybody being here this morning. If you'd like to come and pray at the altar, whatever, pray where you're at, whatever you would like to do. Thank y'all all for being here this morning. It was so wonderful seeing all your wonderful, hopefully smiling faces underneath your mask coverings. Go ahead, Leslie.